Welcome to the Paleo View. I'm Stacy Toth of PaleoParents.com and author of two paleo cookbooks. The first, Eat Like Dinosaur, kid-friendly gluten-free recipe and guidebook, and Beyond Bacon, recipes that respect the whole hog.
And I'm Sarah Ballantyne, also known as the Paleo Mom. I have a background in medical research, and I love to write approachable explanations of the whys behind the paleo diet. I'm also the author of two upcoming books, The Paleo Approach, which is a complete guide to managing autoimmune disease using diet and lifestyle, and the companion guide, The Paleo Approach Cookbook.
Next up, News and Views, where Sarah and I catch up, and you get to listen to our gossip. Sarah?
Hey, Stacy.
Hello.
How's it going?
All right. I had a bunch of people here this weekend for the Halloween party, and I couldn't help but feeling like, where's Sarah?
I know. I was busy. I don't know what I was doing busy. Maybe next year. That'd be fun.
Yeah, your girls would love it.
Yeah. We did, we had like a neighborhood Halloween party, and the kids just got to like decorate pumpkins with stickers, and there was a magic show, and holy smokes, my kids loved it. It was awesome. He took the head off a bird and then he put it back on. It was, oh, like the kids were crying because it was like, so like, oh my gosh, the bird has no head. It was really fun. The bird was fine. I'm pretty sure the bird was in on it.
My kids have always loved magic shows, too. Our Halloween party did not include a magician, but my sister did set up a chop shop creepy tent in the backyard that the children seemed to enjoy going through.
Cool.
She did, like, a mystery box and put, you know, like, peeled grapes as eyeballs.
And, mm-hmm.
Like, spaghetti squash and pumpkin in innards as guts and, like, all kinds of stuff in there, and then we got plastic body parts and put them in mason jars and pretended like they were real. I told her afterwards, I was like, because she got a heart and brains, I was like, we have all that stuff in the freezer, we should have just used that.
But then you'd have to be worried about it being thawed for so long before cooking, and
yeah. So we had what I think was about 60 people here. It was a lot of people in a house not quite designed for 60 people, but
yeah.
The weather was pretty nice, so a lot of time outdoors. We had a good fire going in the fire pit at one point, and it was really cool to see so many families and kids be happy and be able to eat so much, and we made 96 grain-free cupcakes. And a
Whoa.
Couple of other people brought cupcakes, too, and there were only about a dozen left at the end of the party. So I think the kids got their fair share of grain-free treats. We did a grain-free cakewalk, and the kids are so cute with that. Like, they just get so excited when their number's called. Yeah, so that was nice, and I had Bill and Haley from Primal Palette, and Russ from Domestic Man, and Diana Rogers of Radiance Nutrition, and, oh my goodness, I'm forgetting a friend, which is just terrible. Oh,
you Jill. Forgot Virginia's for Hunter-Gatherers.
Right, but Jill came from out of town. Jill from
Oh, that's
Fermented.
Right, Jill from Fermented.
And Virginia for Hunter-Gatherers as well, and of course Amy, my sister was here. If you haven't already seen the group photos online, by the time this is up, there will be a Halloween recap on our website, and they're on Primal Palette's Facebook page and on Instagram. You've got to go check out our group costume. It was pretty epic. And the kids were so cute. Finn was a knight, and Wesley was his dragon.
Awesome.
So cute. And Matt was a sheriff that died.
I bet he never broke character either.
Wesley, no, he was roaring. He was adorable. Once he took off the dragon hat, he was okay. Then he was Wesley. But yeah, you know how he is about staying in character. And then Cole was a crabby teenager, apparently, because he refused to get into his costume. And Matt was a sheriff, so he was doubling as Rick Grimes and a police warden because the group costume was Orange is the New Black. And he was supposed to be on Bill Staley's team because Bill Staley was doubling as the prison guard Mendez from Orange is the New Black, as well as the Paleo Police. And it was hysterical. He had wanted signs. If you haven't seen these pictures, you've got to go check them out. He had wanted signs. He took mugshots of Jill and Russ and himself and Haley and Matt and I and put up wanted signs around the house saying that, you know, we were all breaking the paleo rules.
I saw Diana Rogers posted a photo of hers.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
Well, Matt pointed out to him later that it should have been on our wanted sign that we were wanted for the endangerment of children in the consumption of sugar. And once Matt pointed that out to him, our sentence went from 12 to 15 years to 25 to life. So, yes, it was a lot of fun. There was just, you know, it's always nice to get together with people you have stuff in common with and have a party. There was so much food and, and I recap that all on the blog, all of the favorite recipes and things that were shared so that people can check those out. There was a caramel apple dip. It was like a raw cashew-based dip that was really good. So I found the source of that. I'm going to link to it and see if I can't spread that around the internet because it needs to be shared. It was delicious. But hope everybody...
What are you going to do? Sorry, just what are you going to do with your kids Thursday?
So we're going to trick or treat and they're going to pick out 3 pieces of gluten-free candy and then I'm going to take the rest to work. They don't get payment like you guys.
Yeah, we actually went to a toy store this afternoon and my kids each got to pick out something. It was like, I don't know, they caught me in one of those moods where I was feeling like, yeah, sure. Because it was, I think I spent probably 3 times what I spent on their like combined bribe from last year. But, what I do with my kids is we go trick or treating because it's like fun to go trick or treating and visit all the neighbors. But this year my kids have to trade all of their candy for their toys. So we've already discussed that they're not going to be allowed to have anything, but I bought some allergy-free dark chocolate ghost lollipops and foil wrapped pumpkins, so they're like, it's like dark chocolate, it's just, you know, chocolate, cocoa butter and evaporated cane juice, and I'm going to let them have some of those, and it's just going to, like, they don't know, so they're just going to be like blown away, because right now they're kind of like, really, we have to trade in all of our candy for those toys? It's like, yeah, this year you have to trade it all in. So we're going to try that. I mean, every year I do it a little bit differently and try and find what works. And of course, with kids, it's always a moving target because they, you know, age.
Well, I don't know. They really like going. They really like the act of going door to door and seeing everybody's decorations and participating in the activities. And they usually forget about it after a day or two anyway. So we just let them have like one small piece.
Yeah, what we did last year, we let them have, I think it was like 4 pieces over 2 days. And that worked fairly well. I'm trying 0 just because my oldest has had a few things with food dyes recently. And it's been really bad. Like, I don't know if she's more sensitive or if I'm just noticing it more. But, you know, between gluten-free and dairy-free and then food dye-free, there's almost nothing left.
Yeah.
So, and she just feels so crummy and she can't control her behavior and she gets so frustrated that she can't control her behavior. And then, you know, it's just this like downward spiral and I want to try and avoid it if we can. And if it doesn't work this year to do it this way, then I'll try something new next year. But so far, the kids seem pretty excited about their toys that they got to pick out.
Yeah, that's totally awesome. Yeah. And certainly nothing wrong with that.
It's a little bit more expensive than than other alternatives. But.
So, anything else going on? How's your book coming?
It's still with the designers. So I'm still, like, every, I think I've had two, like, questions from the publisher that have been like, hey, we don't know what we're supposed to do for this image. And then I can be like, oh, it's right here. And then other than that, I'm just waiting for it to come back and sort of bracing myself. And I've been writing. It's interesting. I seem incapable of taking a real break. I've been going to bed a little bit earlier, which is good, but mostly I've been taking all the time that I would normally be focusing on the book. And I've been writing for the blog, which has been glorious. And I just finished writing. I don't know if you remember when I came to your launch party for Beyond Bacon that I was working on a series of posts about fiber. I don't know if you remember this.
I think I was a little bit distracted.
It just maybe, just a tiny bit. I started this series in June, and it's something that I have been, it's going to be busting a number of myths, and myths that are held not just in conventional medicine, but also in alternative medicine and the paleo community. And so whenever I tackle a subject like this, I am really, really careful and thorough. I mean, I'm always careful and thorough, but I'm like extra careful and thorough with my research, in part because I don't want to be wrong, and in part because I want to make a compelling argument so that, you know, this information can, you know, permeate through the paleo movement. So I just finished writing the series. It's going to be a 5-post series. It ended up being 10,000 words. Like, it could have been a book chapter.
Goodness.
Yeah. So, and I looked at it and I decided not to break it up into even smaller pieces because it broke up really well into sort of 5 topics, but they're like pretty monumental posts. There's probably 100 references between all 5 posts, if not more than that. And I'm going to be posting the first one on Saturday. So when this podcast airs, it'll be like tomorrow is when the first one is going to go live. And then I think I haven't decided exactly what the schedule is. It'll be probably slightly more than one a week. But yeah, so it's, I think it's, I'm really excited about it because this is just, I mean, it was as much research and, you know, sweat and tears went into this series as went into chapters for my book. But this was just something that was like a tangent that came out of the research for my book, but wasn't something that was really directly relevant or needed to be included. So, so I'm excited. I think it's gonna be really awesome. And then I'm working on a couple of other posts now that I've been meaning to write. And then if I still don't have the book back, I'm going to start trying to do some tasks related to getting the cookbook done because that's something I've been not doing because I've been so focused on the first book and the cookbook's mostly done, but there's still, like, I haven't done the meal plans yet and I haven't completely fleshed out the introductory chapters. So that's something that I need to start worrying about at some point.
Cool.
Yeah. 2 books at one and 2 books at the same time is not the best. I mean, it was an accidental choice. It wasn't actually like I set out to do that, but it's a little bit much.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I won't do it again.
I like to think that I'm more sane than you.
I didn't intend to write 2 books at once, but yeah. Yeah, I think you are a bit more sane than me. Especially right now.
So, speaking of criticism, which is
well,
5 minutes ago, here's the part where we tell you we don't really have a show. Surprise! It's a check. Although probably not a surprise, considering that you downloaded the show and saw the title, whatever it may be, and or perhaps you saw the show notes, but. Sarah and I actually came up with a show and an outline in lieu of discussions that we've had with other paleo blogging friends. And we're going to do a kind of response show to some recent communications and criticisms that we've seen floating around in the last week or two, specifically. But, you know, in general, there's some sort of mentality in the community that we wanted to address. And we've decided, after doing the outline and scheduling people for the show, to have this big powwow on it. I think everyone agreed that we just weren't comfortable going there. And specifically, the reason we weren't comfortable going there is, for me personally, I have no interest in giving any more credibility or attention to the people who bring negativity to the community. So specifically, there's criticisms of whatever it may be that people have. I'm all for conversation and discussion and constructive criticism, which elevates the community and helps people find health and wellness. And we've talked about examples of that before, being Rob Wolf and Chris Kresser on fish oil, for example, right? Like, those individuals are able to kind of be mature and have discussions and talk about research and data that they've used as their point of explanation, and then come put their heads together and say, you know what, here's what I think the real answer is, and I'm willing to admit, you know, X, Y, or Z about whether I'm right or wrong because it benefits people as a whole. But the frustration that I've had lately is that there seems to be a lack of maturity about people being able to have those discussions and put things out in the open. So both for the sake of not spreading that attention and for the sake of having our own maturity, we decided not to kind of go there with the show. We can certainly point you to our Paleo Philosophies Trifecta. I think it was three shows, right, Sarah?
I think it was three.
So
I think there was actually more topics that we might have never gotten to, actually.
No, totally. So Monica can put a link in the show notes to our Paleo Philosophy show. And another topic that we wanted to address and roll into that whole conversation was kind of body image and the perception of people within the community, both followers and leaders. And so I can point you to the shows that we've done with George Bryant and Stephanie Ruper discussing body image and disordered eating, which I think are really important. And we also wanted to talk about the importance of being healthy over being thin, which we've also talked about in those shows, and we talk about on almost every show, because to Sarah and I, who have both come from extreme dire health conditions, both of us on multiple medications, both of us lost over 100 pounds and kept it off for years, both of us with children who have been their health turned around by living a healthy, nutrient-rich diet. All those things considered, health is the utmost importance to us when we look at our lives. And so, you know, we just want to encourage everyone, if you start seeing negative things and, you know, hearing people talk in ways that you question, like, well, what are they talking about? What does that really mean? That conflicts with something I've heard somebody else say. You know, ask yourself what paleo means to you. Ask yourself what makes you feel good. Don't go to, you know, some paleo blogger and say, tell me the answer. I think the number one thing that almost all the paleo leaders that I follow and I respect believe, that paleo is a personalized lifestyle and that everybody approaches it differently. So some of us may be low carb, some of us may be higher carb, some of us may need more fat, some of us may not have a gallbladder and can't eat that much fat. It just really depends on, you know, what your needs are. There is no one definition, and you need to find out for yourself what you're comfortable with and what makes you feel your healthiest. And be honest with yourself about what makes you feel healthy, because I can guarantee you it's not almond flour chocolate chip cookies every night. But Sarah and I both were not quite sure how we wanted to approach it. And rather than, you know, come up with something last minute or come up with an excuse about what happened, I wanted to be honest and tell people we did have a show planned, and we just decided that the show that we had planned would have given people attention who, in my opinion, don't need any more time in the spotlight with their negativity. So, trying to keep it positive for you, I encourage you to go back to those shows that we mentioned that I guarantee you will keep it positive and help you feel good about yourself and find the lifestyle that will optimize your health and wellness both emotionally and physically, which are really important together.
That was awesome.
Cool. I'm glad that you're not like, nope, we got to re-record that, Stacey.
No, how could you possibly say that health matters? Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of being healthy.
Me too. And it looks different for everybody.
True that.
So, what are we doing next week? What can someone look forward to?
You're asking me. I guess I'm supposed to have an answer for that question. I have no idea. Maybe we should do a poll on Facebook and find out what people want to hear about.
How about this? If you're listening to the show right now and you have an idea, you have time to get in touch with Sarah and I via the contact form on our website or Facebook or Flying Monkey Delivery System to our home where we live, to let us know what your burning desires are. I also want to remind people, if they're listening to the show the day after Halloween and they're feeling like they've got a sugar hangover, that they should listen to our recovery show,
which I think we did like almost exactly a year ago.
Yeah. So if you're like, oh man, where's my hour of the Paleo View? Just go listen to that one again, because you need bone broth and sleep and all those things that we talk about in that show to help you recover from your sugar bender, if you had one. Cool. Well, that wraps it up for me.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything. I'm feeling at that point where I'm like, I don't have anything to say now. I'm good.
Awesome.
It's true. I do eventually get there.
Well, we hope everyone has a really great weekend, and we will have a show for you based on the most popular or first received request that we get. Who knows what the criteria is? Sometimes I let my cats decide. It's just how we roll. So, we'll see you. No, we'll talk to you soon. Have a great week, everyone.
Take care. Thank you for listening to The Paleo View. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. You can also support us by shopping for our favorite paleo products on the sidebars of our individual websites or by donating through PayPal.
Sarah. Oh.
Did you just hear my shoulder pop?
No. I don't want to start with that.
Sorry. It was loud. Oh, I'm sorry. God. It was loud. Sorry.
Get over it. I'm trying to do a show.